In this Farm Economics Facts and Opinions, commodity prices that resulted in $50,000 of net farm income were estimated. $50,000 was selected as a benchmark that roughly equaled the net farm income during the 1990s and early 2000s. During this period, many farmers were holding their own financially, and some of them had deteriorating financial positions. Given today's cash flows, of $50,000 would result in financial deterioration on many farms, but we're viewing this $50,000 benchmark as a break-even net income. For this net income, break-even commodity prices are $3.70 for corn and $8.51 for soybeans. Those are estimated for a farm that purchases crop insurance and owns 15% of their land, share rents 45% of the land, and cash rents 40% of their land. The cash rent land has a cash rent of $280 per acre, and cost and yields are set to be equal to or represent a central Illinois farming situation. Those $3.70 per bushel corn price and $8.51 soybean price are dependent on purchasing crop insurance. Without purchasing crop insurance, those break-evens would be higher. The break-even price without crop insurance would be $4.03 for corn and $9.27 for soybeans. Those break-evens, the high threes or low fours for corn, are below what's currently being projected by CME futures prices. At this point, those prices are near $6 for corn, $12.30 for soybeans. Again, that's futures prices. And that does suggest that 2012 will be a strong income year. However, those break-even prices are not out of the realm of possibility in coming years. Weakening in demand or several high-yielding years could have us in a corn price and soybean price scenario near $4 and $10 for soybeans, so those break-evens are possible of happening. Rental arrangements will impact those break-even prices as well. And again, we had a 15% owned land, 40% share rent land, and 45% cash rent land. If that farm did not have any cash rent and share rented all of its rented land, then it can insure itself at least $50,000 with crop insurance purchases. If they have no share rent land and cash rent all their land, break-evens go up. We calculated break-even prices given that the farm cash rented all their farmland, and again, break-even prices go up. Given that they cash rent all their farmland, the break-even price is $4.41 for corn and $10.17 for soybeans. And again, that was at a $280 per acre cash rent. We increase that cash rent, those break-evens go up. So a $280 cash rent would be associated with $4.42 per bushel for corn, $3.20 would be $4.65, and $3.60 would be $4.89. Summarize here, break-even prices are dependent on the cash rental situation and are near $4 for corn and $10 for soybeans. 2012 looks like another profitable year given where that commodity prices stay at levels suggested by current CME prices, and yields are near our expectations and costs are near our expectations. However, in future years, commodity prices near those break-even levels are possible.